Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Welcome to our callers. We have several callers in the queue today. And today, Neil, hi Neil, we are going to be talking about the origin and interpretation of psychic data, which is a topic we've had for the past couple of shows. But I think today what we'll do is take some callers first and then get into our topic. So we have several, like I said, in the queue. Want to let those that are listening and have not called know our call-in number, 914-338-0164. Want to encourage our listeners and callers to follow us on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio. Those accounts are linked under the Blog Talk Radio profile. I think one can be found via the other. So it's Neil and Kristen Baker that's linked here. Neil Baker Psychic is another page that you may like, so we can be followed and liked and followed here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so let's bring on some callers. 203 is first, then 830, then 720, and then we will get into our discussion.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. How you doing today?
You're welcome. What's your name?
Tayon. You can call me Tayon.
How do you spell?
T-A-Y-A-A-N.
T-A-Y-I-A-N?
A-A, two A's.
A-A-N. Tayon. Sorry about that. Okay, hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay.
And I just had, a general question about, because I'm a soul urge number 9, right? And I'm trying to break a bad habit, and I try, and I'm attempting to break it this month and have it resonate up until my birthday, around March 16th. So
okay.
nine months from now is going to be my birthday. So I'm trying to really break this bad habit and resonate on that number 9 energy so I could fulfill and manifest everything I'm trying to do. So I just want to, a message was shared about that.
You wanted to know about that. Okay. And so your year, the year that you're born, Tayon?
93.
93. Well, there's another 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20. He's a 32.5, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Tayon, I actually wrote down your master number before you said it. I wrote down a 5, and you're actually a 32.5. So the soul urge number you're getting from like a numerology book, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay. And what book is that, just out of curiosity?
Well, not a book per se, sorry, just looking it up for myself, just looking up my own numbers, and that's what came about, because it has something to do with my name, and then they calculated to the number 9.
Oh, okay, that's the value of your name. I didn't work out your name, but 217,
right.
1, 5, 5, 6, 7, 14, 15, 16, 17. Actually, your first name is a 17.8. Tayon is a 17.8.
Okay.
But in terms of the numerology that we do here on the show, Neil spent years and years developing numerology in his own form. So has expanded on it greatly in terms of what's currently available in the general, what's out there right now in terms of numerology. And we're currently working on a book together discussing this very topic. So in terms of a soul urge number, we don't really talk about soul urge number on the show, but just a little bit about your birth date. You're, how old are you? 24 years old?
Yeah, 24, yeah, March 16.
24 years old. So you at 32 are going to have a big change, and actually coming up at 25 too in March, there'll be a big change, which is coming up in about 9 months. Now there's a 9 month window of, you know, possible things happening prior to the 9 month window or after the 9 month window of that change, but you're going to be hitting your fifth cycle of five at that point. As far as his question is concerned, Neil, I mean, what?
Well, so, you know, the soul urge change, what you're doing, Diane, is you're actually trying to confront the issues of your past lives, which you brought into this lifetime, which has morphed into one of the conditions of your life that you're trying to overcome. So that's really some of the conditions of your soul. Now, those that is really made up of earthly energy. It's collected by your past lives. So what you're dealing with is something in the lower chakras that you're trying to overcome. Sometimes it's addictions, obsessions. It's filled, the content of it, Talian, is that it's filled with energy that is counteractive to your spirit and your soul. So what you're trying to do by the time you reach 25 is rid yourself of this energy. Now, you've got a couple of things going in your favor. One, you have a consciousness and a willingness to want to do it. So
yeah,
that's a good sign. Two, you have your willpower. And that is a creatively good sign, too, because you're in charge. You're in charge of, you've made this decision, Tyann, and you're really in charge of showing yourself what you can handle and what you can do. So that can be assisted by energy and whatnot, but it's also the content and the core that is in your willpower, and that's something you have to cherish because that's your creative energy. That's your higher self. And you've made this conscious choice to rid yourself of things that, and habits and life conditions, whatever, that are hindering your path. So this is really good. Now, you can do this. You have the power and your energy to do this. You're talking about the ninth energy. Your first and third numbers are 3 and 6 in your birthday. That's a 9 right there.
Right, and it's hidden in his year.
Mm-hmm.
9,
and
there's a
nine
division
year.
Of 6, and then the 3.
Your energy, you know, your master number 5, so you're going to be 25. That's 5 times 5. That's a 10, which is completion, which is also the accumulation of 3, 1, 6.
3, 1, 6.
So really what you're saying is, what you have said to the universe is, I'm not waiting until I'm 32. At 25, I'm going to get rid of this burden.
You know,
I'm doing it.
Oh, go ahead.
Do you want to share what that burden is? You want to keep it private?
I'll keep it private, but I will say that you are 100% right when you said the lower chakras. You know, that's what I'm dealing with here. It's just the lower chakras and trying to get that aligned. So
that's right. So what you want to do?
Spot on.
You know, look at this as a creative endeavor. Don't look at this as much as a burden, but look at it as a creative endeavor that you can actually conquer this energy by the usage of your higher chakras. Your 6th chakra is a valuable chakra to you. Your 7th, your 5th, they're all valuable chakras. Your 4th, of course, is your balance chakra, your heart. But those energies, it's like the best players in the basketball team playing against the high school kids. Your higher energies outrank your lower. And that energy can in fact overcome the problems.
You know, what's interesting too about the reflections in his birth date is the 1993 reflects the 3-1 in his karma. So there's that, you know, chance. I mean, that's, I think, indicates a opportunity to renew the lower chakra problems that you're referring to, the 1, 2, and 3, which is obviously what he's facing right now.
Right. And Tyann, you came, your blueprint is that you came down to do this at 25. That's your blueprint. That's what you said you would do before your soul came back to a body. Now, your body is filled with a lot of karma, and that's why you're having this trouble and battle, and it's real. It's intense. And when you get into obsessions and energies of the lower chakra that tend to keep us down because they get into the core of our impulses, then the battle becomes a little bit more intense. But just remember to keep your higher self intact, to keep using those higher energies to work this through. It takes work, but that's what we're on the planet for, to work off some of our karma. So we're holding high predictions for you, and putting out good energy to assist you in your goal.
Wow, man, thank you. That reading was amazing, and I will keep in contact with you guys, throughout the months, man. And wow, man, that was intense right there. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Teon. And please do join us on Facebook if you would, or on Blog Talk Radio, and definitely let us know how things progress for you, okay?
All right. Thank you, y'all.
Take care. Okay, and 562-596-7818 is the number to call for more conversation. And 830 is next. They actually dropped, so I don't know if there's problems with the phone lines today.
Hello, how are y'all? Yes, my phone keeps hanging up on me.
Uh-oh.
It's one of those days for me. But how are y'all?
Good,
my
thanks. How
Justin.
Are you? Justin,
good.
Hi.
Hello. And I'm from Texas. I had just a question overall with some health issues, and spiritually, the past 2 years have been pretty tough for me. And my spirit guide is trying to talk to me, and I have been blocking everything out, like ignoring it. What I'm asking, my main concern is my health issues.
Okay, Justin, we've talked to you before, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and you're on our Facebook. I know who you are, and you had some kind of issue with like a cancer or something, right?
Yes, actually, yeah. Yes.
Okay, fit like in the fifth chakra, something like in your throat. I don't remember exactly, but
yes, it's a head, neck, and throat cancer.
Oh man. Okay, what's your birthday, Justin?
It's August. It's August 12th,
1986. 21 and 14. 35, 8, is that right? 36, 9. What did I do wrong? 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, 36, 9. And so how are things, how are things going with your progress in beating this?
Actually, I am going to beat this. On Tuesday, I had chemo every Tuesday. Tuesday was my last day of chemo. My doctor said that, he said that it's, I have actually with this cancer, it made a physical wound on my face, right in between my nose, and it was 7 centimeters wide. This was March 7th, because that's when I started chemo.
Oh.
And then it was three centimeters deep. Well, it's totally closed itself in, and there's new skin growth. The doctor said that's basically impossible for it to do, because one, when you have cancer, you don't heal. But at the same time, he said he was going to skin graft. He said that because it never filled itself in. So it literally filled itself in. And I do start radiation. It's for 6 weeks, and it's every day.
Okay. So, it sounds like things are progressing well. And your question again, just reiterate your question. You're wondering specifically.
I'm just curious, overall, what do you feel about, I guess after the 6 weeks, or, you know, me going through radiation. And I want to spiritually get connected again. I have my own show. I have Infinity, the New Age Radio.
Okay.
And I want to get back in with everything, you know, but I've been blocking out everything spiritually. And it's been, basically, it's literally slapping me like, Justin, hello. You know, we're trying to give you some, you know, we're trying to talk to you. We're trying to communicate, and I'm blocking them out.
Okay.
So,
and, you know,
yeah,
just go ahead.
Oh, no, that's all. That was my question. I know it's not really a question, I guess, but.
No, it's a question.
Seriously.
There was a calculation error on one of our parts on your master number and karmic number. It's actually 35-8. That's the karmic number and master number. And it's interesting because he's got an 8 in his karma and an 8 in his transcendence. So again, you know, like the former caller, there's a duplication of energy, and you know, that can be challenging, Justin, when there's duplicated numbers on either side of the birth date or anywhere in the birth date. But also, it's an opportunity for, you know, a regeneration of the number. And since that is your master number, it's especially powerful. As far as communicating with your spirit guides or your spirit guide, I mean, is there anything that you can offer him, Neil?
Well, let's say this, Justin. You have an excellent, excellent chance of getting over this. Not only is it coded in your energy in terms of your number system, and not only is it coded in your energy in terms of the trial that you're going through with the higher chakra in your throat, neck, and head with this cancer, but what's really happening is that your current body is fighting a karma that you came in with. That's the cancer. The cancer is not a transcendent present energy you're really fighting. It's an old karma. You brought it in.
I got chills. I got chills. That's what I've told. That's what I have been telling everybody. It's karma. It's a karmic thing. And
yeah.
I know it's something, you know, I didn't just. Wow, that's pretty amazing.
And he has he's 4 years from the age of 85,
right?
And he's 31, going to be 31.
Right. So what the blueprint says is that, yes, you're supposed to, it's here because of karma, so you're fighting it. But what you have to your advantage is that in this lifetime, your other energy, your transcendent being, your higher mind, came down also with you to fight it and burn it off, get rid of it. And this is what this purpose is. Now, what you're doing by not bringing in your guide right now is you're using all of your 6 chakra energy to fight this thing. So what you're really saying to yourself is, I really don't have time for everybody right now. I got a battle to fight. And I can't entertain everybody and help everybody while I'm doing this. But this is going to be a short battle. It's not going to be a long battle, Justin.
Yes.
So once that's done, your 6 chakra will open the doors to more communication from the higher realms. I'm coming in to let you know what the explanation is as to why you're blocking it right now, which you're not really blocking. You're really directing and channeling your energy to get rid of this thing so that you can move forward in life and have a long life and a very satisfying one and help others and really enjoy and be testimony. So all that is occurring. I would say that the period of your intense battle could be less, up to 6 months, not more than 2 years. So somewhere in that zone, this continuing energy of recovery will occur, and you'll burn this stuff off. And if not before 32, by the time you're 32, it's done.
How long has he been? How long have you been battling it thus far, Justin?
November 2014. The doctor said he's never seen this type of cancer. I had it actually fly into California. what he said is basically like is a sickle cell carcinoma, which you can only get from transplant. I've never had a transplant. But what it is, it's what it's labeled is it's a mutating malignant neoplasm squamous cell carcinoma of the head and neck. And what it is, he said it's a rapidly spreading cancer, but it will not leave my face, and it eats the bone in my face. It won't. It's even though it's malignant, it will not spread to any other part of my body. So, you know, I had to get that port surgically implanted where they do the chemo. And it's all been, everybody has been trying to figure it out, you know? And so I don't really have any answers. I think that's what it is so frustrating. It's just that they don't know. You know, go ahead.
Justin, the gray and the dark area, that lacking explanation in our explanation is a karma.
Right,
that
and
you
in
came
fact,
in with.
The month of his diagnosis matches his
812.
You have an 11 on your karmic side. And
you came in, you know, it might have been from the dark ages that you brought this karma in. And it continued throughout your lifetime, but there was a lot of probably medieval tactics and things you did in a past life incarnation that resulted in you carrying it forward in time and space and bringing it to this current stage. But you've also throughout time and space evolved on a spiritual level. So the spiritual.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that spirituality has gone from medieval practices to high energy practices. And so what you've done now is you finally came back restored in strength to fight this thing and get it over with. So that's why we're suggesting that it's probably going to be done with, and you're going to defy medicine and be a miracle case and get rid of this thing. Just remember that it's inhabiting, it's like Armageddon. It all is right now above your fifth chakra. It's in your fifth chakra and to your sixth chakra. That's where the battle is, 5 and 6 is an 11. And that's where your journey is right now. That's what you're going to defeat. So use positive energy, positive thought form. You don't need to block your guide. Just say to your guide, be here around me. I don't need to hear messages at the moment. Just be here around me because my battle is an internal battle, but it comes from a very eternal state of being. So this is why your soul is going to be taking over this battle. And I think you're going to be in victory over it.
Yeah, and we'll keep our prayers out for you too, Justin. We really appreciate you staying in touch with us. And definitely keep connecting and let us know how things are going for you, okay?
I will. Thank you all very much. Very, very, very insightful. So,
good.
All right. Well, you all have a great day. Thank you all.
You too. Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all have battles in life, some of them much more intense, but we're down here to fight our battles. We're down here to reduce our karma.
Right.
And if we choose a higher path and stay solid in that faith and belief without any conditions that would otherwise alter it, we're in good any human being would be in good shape.
Well, yeah, and what Justin is facing at his age, prior to, you know, his age of 35, where there's a more transcendent phase ahead. I mean, he's having the opportunity to do this prior. A lot of people stay stuck and they're stuck years and years and years beyond their karmic turnover. He's, you know, faced with something that's very, very serious at a young age, and he's having to deal with it now, and actually looks like, you know, he might be able to beat it and move forward. That's really
karmically
exciting.
Justin is coming from a leadership position. So
well, yeah, that
karma,
means the
he was a leader.
Right, you can
I
see.
I think the leadership in the karmic past life became corrupted.
Right.
So he's facing that now. Over lifetimes, he's dealt with this corruption, and he's now reduced it to almost to a defeatable level, being Justin. And that's why he's finally going to be able, I think, to
beat it
at
it,
and,
right,
and have
early in life.
Yep.
Exactly. Okay. Moving on to the next caller. Lots of callers. Okay, 720. Hi. Are you there? 720. Okay, let's put them on mute. Maybe they took. Oh, are you there? 720. I'm bringing you back on. Who's this? Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Beautiful.
Who's this?
My name is Cassildra, and I just wanted to see.
How do you spell your name?
Huh?
How do you spell your name?
Cassildra.
That's what I got. Okay, it's phonetic, pretty easy, but it's an unusual name, pretty.
Thank you. And
you're
I just
welcome.
Wanted to see really what should my main focus be right now.
Okay, what's your birth date?
October 27, 1976.
I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No, that was it. I just wanted to see what my main focus should be right now.
33 equals 6. Okay. And Cassildra, in 2009, is that right? Did I do that right? Yeah, 2009.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm just struggling with my addition skills. Actually, in 2009, you had a change. What happened when you were 33 years old?
When I was how old?
33. There's something in the background. We're hearing background noise. I don't know if you can turn that off, but it's
here,
a little bit.
Yeah, let me see. It's probably whatever's going on in the store. Okay. So what changed in 2009? Good question.
Yeah, the radio is on in the background. I'm hearing us talk in the background.
Okay, is that better?
Well, if you could turn it off, that would be good. So 2009, you were 33 years old. It would be 2009, 2010 because you have a birthday late in the year, but you were 33. What happened when you were 33 years old?
Mm-hmm. Good question. Now you got me going through my mind trying to figure it out.
Well, that's okay. We don't have to spend too much. We don't have to linger on it.
Okay.
We don't have to linger on it. But if it comes to you, you know, she's a six.
Well,
I mean, you know, vision and psychic energy.
There has to be a restoration of your energy due to the quote, symbolic divorces of your life.
It just came to me. You know what happened during that time? I came into my spiritual awakening, recognizing myself, my whole intuition, gaining who I was, learning who I am, just connecting with the universe and just growing within myself. That's what happened then.
Okay, so a spiritual renewal when you were 33.
Yep, exactly. It sure was.
Well, it's kind of a sacred number too, 33. I mean, Jesus died at 33. And
What you're doing now, so there is, you are basically looking at the symbolic or literal divorces of your life. The karma you came in with that was troubling and challenging to you, and that did not really validate and value you as a person from birth up, you've had to fight these things in your lifetime. And you've
That's
had to
true.
Restore a certain sense of justice and uniqueness that is conducive to your soul and your well-being. Because the world and the earth didn't always validate and value you as a person. So what you have had to do is you've had to almost restore yourself by self-reliance and self-evaluation, determining that
True.
You are not what others see you as, or that judgment levels are not really what you're about. So this restoration that you have now is meant to bring you to a higher consciousness where there's going to be more of an active participation in the world based on what you've learned and your history and what you can give and grant others. You have a good sense of community energy, so there's going to be a widening of your communication with the surrounding world, and you might be more of a participant in groups and discussions. Things might blossom in such a way that you're going to be listened to and valued. Now, from where that takes you, that could get into business and life, employment, and some of the more aesthetic interests you have in the world, your appreciation of beauty and art and nature. You're a person that respects life. You have a deep sense of purpose about life, I feel, and about nature, about animals, about things like that. You have an artistic edge that I think still has to be tapped into, that has a sense of design and beauty. So there's a little bit of art in your constitution. There's going to be some children involved in some of this process. So the people beneath you, meaning children, are going to be more involved in your energy field. So there's going to be some of that going on. You're going to be evaluating yourself on an educational process and learning, even though that may be some of the self-taught stuff that you're going to continue to investigate.
Okay.
What do you do for a living?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
I'm an advocate for the mental and disabled adults. Disabled adults. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that for about 16 years now. I've been doing it.
16 years.
Well, you're everything that we're saying, because those challenged people and the conditions they have are like children. So the children that I'm seeing around you, what you've been given by the universe is that those children are in your care.
Now, mm-hmm.
You've come into that realm and you've fought for them because, in essence, you're a sixth chakra maternal figure. And you speak for the oppressed. This is a very high spiritual mission you're on, and one that is totally recognized by a higher power than anything the earth can do. Even though, you know, some of these, quote, divorces in your life, fighting bureaucracy, fighting ignorant people, and giving those that are less fortunate than the normal living person a right to be heard, this is where you're coming from, and this is your general purpose. Now, I think it's going to expand, but what's going to happen in that element, Cassandra, is that you're going to go into a creative expression. So some of it is like rather artistic between the age of 42 and 48.
Yeah, because she's going through a change at 42.
Yeah.
Her seventh cycle of six, right?
Yeah.
And that's a more spirit. I mean, you're getting into the seventh chakra energy, spirituality, so it's going to blossom.
I also want to emphasize that you were once a tribal leader in a past life. So in a tribe, you were a leader. You've come
Beautiful.
Back. Yeah. Mm. And you've come back to restore some of the wounded members of your tribe.
Yeah, what happened? Why did she come back?
I think there was a slaughter in a tribe.
Hmm.
I think there was a slaughter in the tribe. You know, terrible things go on in our universe. In Africa, albino children are kidnapped and decapitated. Their energies are taken for voodoo and all kinds of things. I mean, we still face, even in our day and age, terrible tribal practices. And I was just reading about what's happening to the albino children in Johannesburg. You are an individual that is here to protect the tribe, and the tribe of the oppressed, the tribe of the disadvantaged, and I think that's one of your significant roles.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so.
Okay, does that help, Cassandra?
Yes, it does. It totally helps.
Well, good.
Yes. Totally
okay,
helps
well.
A lot. Yeah.
All right.
Greatly appreciated. Thank you all. Thank you very much. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you too, Cassandra. And Cassandra can join us on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio. It's interesting too because her fire number is 7. So that's 42, age 42 is the multiplication of her fire number and her master number. So, okay. Who's next? I'm looking at the board. Sorry for that pause. 561. Is our next caller? Hello.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's this?
This is Kasha.
Tasha or Kasha?
Kasha with a K.
Okay.
My birthday
Hi, Kasha. How are you?
I'm doing well. You guys have a very insightful and intriguing show. I love it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I've been dabbling in numerology for, I want to say, probably close to 15, 20 years. My birthday is July 22nd, 1980, and I've read some books on it. My birth date name amounts to 33. I have a 22, and I'm a 29-11. And I have came into this life very much in tune, but there was a lot of very difficult lessons throughout the life. And I don't know if that was my karma, but I know it definitely was connected to healing my family lineage. There was a lot of pain there, and I have found my way into ayahuasca and things like that. And I am so much better now than what I used to be. And right now, I'm kind of wondering, you know, even though I've had all those lessons, I've never had much luck with romantic relationships. It seemed as though we would come into each other's lives, we would make each other better and let each other go. And I'm finally in a place in my life where I feel like, hey, I'm good. I've made it, you know, and yet it seems like the journey's undone. So I just welcome anything that both of you can tell me.
Okay. So Kasha, just a couple things about your karmic number and master number. In our form of numerology, we actually reduce and reduce. So the 29-11, I know a lot of theories are, you know, 11 is a master number, so on and so forth. But in our estimation, master numbers are 1 through 9. So you would further, of course, the 11 has an energy a vibration, but the 11 would be reduced to a 2. So your master number is a 2 in our form of numerology. And interestingly, you've got that 11 doubled in your 22, and it also appears in the 722, your month and day. And you expressed a difficulty in family relationships and things like that. And that is very, it's typical of people with 11s in their energy, which you have. And it, of course, is your master and karmic number. And you're asking about relationships, again, right in the theme of your master numbers. 2 is related to the second chakra, which is the reproductive chakra. So, a lot of people that are 29 and 11 twos have difficulties in relationships, for sure. In 2009, you would have had, is that right? Yes. 2009, you would have had a change. What can you go back to that place and relay what would have happened at that point?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was, well, what I call it is a divine intervention. You know, it was the end of my own life, of my old life and beginning of my new life. I had to put away a lot of bad habits. I have completely changed my life. I've changed what I do for work. I've changed my relationships. I've ended bad relationships. And from then on, it was the time of me living in my truth as opposed to living in what felt like oppression of my karma.
Okay. And you're going to be 37, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
37 years old. So she's going to be coming up on kind of a change at 38 because it's a multiple of 11, yeah. Or it's 11, 3 and 8 is 11. That's in your energy. But, right now, I don't know. What do you think about relationships?
Well, Kasha, the karma dilemma you had was the breaking up of heart energy. Now, past life, the breaking up of heart energy due to the ego and sexuality. So that individual, that energy you were in a past life, the intensity of sexuality was so great that you did not consider the heart in matters of such nature. When you came back, as you came back and evolved with each lifetime, your heart became restored. And finally, in this lifetime, you're here to restore the heart over sexuality without losing sexuality. In other words, the heart is going to engulf sexuality and become a complete union of energy. So prior to the moment that we're speaking, and a little bit before the moment we're speaking, you have finally came to the conclusion and did the work to where you said, I have find my heart has finally caught up with the karma and is getting rid of all the nasty second chakra energies that I produced in my lifetime and that also hurt my spirituality. Now, what you've got going from this point on, and it's beautiful, is that you get to now bring your sexuality, your relationships, and your heart and your spirituality into a circle of energy that's going to be very fulfilling. So it's somewhat our prediction that somewhere from 37 on, let's start with 37, that there's going to be a beautiful union. Now, that union is going to probably come in such a way that others will be encircled within that union, meaning that you don't just get a partner, but you get a circle of friends and support systems and love, and it's a whole new tribal of consciousness and experience. So that's what I think is going to happen. You still have a little bit of things to clear up. There seems to have been, I'm not sure, but there might have been some wound or body accident that occurred within this lifetime that you still feel, I mean, it's healed, but you still feel pain from. Were you in any such physical altercation where you had a physical problem?
There was a mugging when I was 18, and actually someone, it wasn't just an accidental mugging to where someone tried to, you know, hurt me. It was, or rob me. It was someone actually paid someone else to inflict pain on me. So,
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And my ex-fiance married that person, and I didn't even find out about it until years later. And it's like, well, what do you even do with that? So yeah, that's something that I haven't truly put away on the shelf because I feel it's like, okay, so your guys' union came together from hatred towards me. And I just felt like it was so unfair because it was undeserved.
It was, Kasha, in this lifetime, undeserved, ludicrous, insane, criminal. Past life, the content that brought it here, then you tap into where it was coming from. But it involves romance, passion, sexuality, violence, betrayal. All of those things, I think, is the wound that we were just now tapping into that you're slowly, it's over, but you're healing from. You're still dealing with. Now, you're done. In other words, your karma regarding the essence of that difficult passage from a past life is slowly being absorbed. You're done there. You're getting into an element of rebirth and renewal, which I feel is, you know, your master number is 2. You've gone through 18 cycles of 36. 2 into 36 is 18, the time of which you had your mugging. So we're coming to a place of completeness. Now you get to start over with a fresh energy. Now is the time for your evolution to occur in such a way that you have experienced a new transcendence of this lifetime. So you're about to enter that. It's going to be a beautiful thing, I think.
That is so beautiful. Everything you're saying resonates with me so much. It's beautiful. Bless you for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're happy to be here. This is a service that we do, you know, every twice a week, Chris and I, and we even extended beyond our radio working hours. You know, we're working on a book, but we thank you for your compliment.
Well, thank you so much. I will definitely visit with you guys more often. This is my first time stumbling upon the show today, and with each caller, I'm just getting goosebumps. So thank you.
Okay, Kasha, take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 475. We've got...
Greetings. Thank you. Oh.
Go ahead. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
This is Dakita. I'm calling in from Connecticut. Dakita.
Okay. Hey. Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
Good. 7981.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What's new?
Okay, so I am looking forward to move, hopefully in the next 2 weeks, but I haven't found nowhere.
I'm sorry, you're moving,
and,
but you haven't found a
yeah.
place? Okay.
Right. I've I want to know, like, what are the best number that I should choose? Because
you mean for an address?
I live at a sixth place. Yeah, because I live at a sixth place right now, a 2 and a 4, and I haven't been so prosperous in that type of.
Well, I mean, I would say that I you know, as far as a number for a place to live, that's, I mean, I guess we could tell her maybe some good numbers, but that really isn't the only consideration. I don't think the problem that you're having at your residence is necessarily due to the fact that it's a 2 and a 4. There might be other factors that are influencing the bad luck that you're having there. So I don't know if it's really going to be answered in just, you know, recommending what number of a, you know, of an address to move into.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I wasn't even considering that.
If we have to, you know, I mean, there is going to be ultimately a number in your address. So if we have to approach it in terms of number systems, and Krista and I are number people, and we do take into account numbers, what you don't want to look for a 6 right now. You want to look for an 8.
Okay.
8 is your master number, and what's happening with the 6 is if as far as numbers are concerned, it's 2 numbers shy of your 8, which would bring in a little bit in terms of your location. Problems in relationships.
Exactly. So, that's what I'm going through.
Yeah.
Well, because of the 2 and the 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's and it's the difference between 6 and 8 is a 2. So what you would do by living in a space that has a 6 in it is you're going to have some confusion in relationship. Now, of course, not a whole life is just reduced to a number system, but if you're asking for a head start on some scope of number evaluation, we would suggest an 8 in that zone. Now, in regards to that, we're going to tell you to do something, a little bit of a little trick. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we don't usually go into tricks, and we don't usually go into props, but we're going to do something just for fun. In your spare time, in your spare time, I want you to get a common deck of cards.
Oh, and part.
And shuffle them. And with using your pure intuition, I want you to take those cards. You're going to hold the bottom deck with 2 fingers and the top deck with 2 fingers, your thumb and your third finger with either hand, and split the deck and come up with an 8 immediately. Keep doing that until your brain has told that deck that you need an 8. And no matter where you part those cards, you're going to get an 8.
So, you know, in terms of the 8, does she need a solid 8 or can she have a sum of 8? I mean,
solid.
Solid. Because the broken energy of the 6 was the 2 and a 4, but she needs a solid 8 in the dress, but other numbers can be
needs a solid 8. But
I mean,
it's an exercise. Don't frustrate yourself over it. Even if you don't succeed, the exercise will have its advantages.
Okay. Understood.
What exactly is troubling you at the current location you're in? What's the problem?
Okay. Well, the landlord, she has moved back and she would like to back her property, plain and simple. And plus it was time to go. I had a neighbor that we were 2 steps of going into something that neither one of us want to go into, to be honest with you. So it's just time to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hopefully the new situation will be free of those elements, you know?
Besides
the number, you know, making sure that you know who your neighbors are, that you like your landlord and that, you know, there's a positive energy between the 2 of you, you know, so it's, you know, this type of thing doesn't arise again, but it's hard when you're renting.
Well, what's happening, you're in geographically, you're in a karmic element of energy. So that means on your location has to do with karma. And that location means a split energy. I'm not sure. Was your home life, was there any splitting between the parents or any rough life? Yeah.
Yes.
So that, you see, the splitting of the parents has morphed into the splitting of your home right now. So you came into this world with some split up family energies now
reduced
to your current location. What we're suggesting is, okay, let's get that over with. That's over. You move to a new location where there's a, quote, new family of energy, not reduced by karma, but accelerated by transcendence. So that's what we'll put out an energy for you for, Nikita, and promote the idea that your new location is going to be a transcendent location without all this karma involved in it.
Exactly. Thank you. And I received that. And I thank you for expanding my consciousness towards this now. Because
okay,
that was my prayer this morning. Yeah.
And she's 36, right? You're going to be 36?
God willing. Mm-hmm.
36, but you're 35 now. So she's actually
it's
at her point
change.
Of it's a big change. So move often is what happens to people at their karmic turnover, which is what's apparently happening for you. So keep us posted, Nikita, okay?
Yeah, you're going to have some good things
happen.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
You're
have
welcome.
A good weekend, guys. Oh, and happy Father's Day, Neil. Thank you.
He's not a father.
Well,
neither of us are parents in this lifetime.
But thank you anyway.
But thanks. Okay, area code 213 is our next. Hello.
Hello, it's Adrian Collins in Los Angeles, March 18th, 1965.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
What's going on?
Love the show. So I am have a double verified presence in my room as my spirit guide, Nicholas. And every time he has a message, he shakes my bed, and my current psychic is unable to reach him, and the second psychic is also not available. So I was wondering if, Neil, you might have the ability to interface with my spirit guide, again, double verified, Nicholas, and see what this might be about.
About him confronting you with the shaking of your bed?
This is his,
the shaking of the bed is just an indicator that there's a message. It doesn't trouble me any longer, but I'm wondering what the message is.
Who's interpreted it as such, just out of curiosity?
The first interpretation was facilitated by physicist Andy Coppock, and he brought an Ovilus, which was a spiritual interface device, and we had a 45-minute conversation with my spirit guide documenting who he was and where he was from. And it was astounding. It was groundbreaking. Go ahead.
But you're saying Nicholas is, did you say a cousin?
No.
Oh, why did I hear that? Did you hear that?
I thought I heard something like that, but
yeah.
It's just miscommunication.
Yeah.
Okay so Adrian, the shaking of the bed is the shaking of the sixth chakra. What's happening is that in your mind, you're a man of ideas.
Uh-huh.
And you're a man of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And on a verbal writing level, also a man of some sense of invention.
Mm-hmm.
So what the shaking of the bed is the unblocking of karmic energy around the sixth chakra that is hindering the actual full progression of your spirit merging into the body and establishing a sense of accomplishment.
Okay.
So in this duality of existence, you're a man of in a sort of an internal battle between knowing who you are and knowing what you want, and then being confronted by outside external forces that would otherwise hinder you from accomplishing your goals. Does that sound familiar at all?
Oh, sure. There's always many hurdles. Yes.
Can't hear you.
Many hurdles.
Talk right into your receiver because you're very faded, Adrian.
I'm sorry, is that better?
Go ahead, Neil.
So the element here is about the substance of the sixth chakra dissolving the energies that would otherwise hinder you. But this, what we're talking about, not the inner energies that are hindering you, but the external. So there's an external energy in your environment that you probably brought into this world, Adrian, to where your etheric realm is magnetized, and it's bringing in energies that are disturbing to your system. I we had a client that was like this, that her energy was so intense that she couldn't walk outside without some bird swooping down on her head, because animals saw the intensity of her energy field. You have an intense energy field. And so what happens in that intense energy field in the etheric realm, in the astral realm, is you draw in towards you both negative and positive energies.
But doesn't he have a history of disruptions in his home? Adrian?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. So I just want to say this real quick. We also brought in an ultraviolet camera, and we videotaped the arrival of this energy mass, and it's standing at the foot of my bed, and it then tucking my sheets in. And then the double verification came when I spoke with a demonologist who warned me, said, no, you don't know who you're dealing with here. And I said, yes, I do. It's my spirit guide. So he then went out into the astral and, in fact, verified that it was my spirit guide by identification. His name is Nicholas. So I know what's going on.
I mean, Adrian, you get it. You know, everybody you're going to talk to is going to have a different analysis. I don't know if Neil would come into the home or I would come into your home and get the same information. As far as your interpretation, though, it's about disturbances, him drawing in different energies because he's kind of a magnet towards them.
Yeah, and spirit guides, I mean, spirit guides are here to assist you, but they're also here to, they're kind of your side energies to fight the battles along with you. So there needs to be a reduction of external stimuli that would be hindering you, but not at the cost of the external energies that are helping you. So there's just that battle. And what you're getting, Adrian, is the repercussion. You're getting, it's like if a bomb goes off in your neighborhood and you feel the shaking.
It's like
an
aftershock of an earthquake.
You're getting aftershocks of an external battle going on around your energy.
Hopefully that helps, Adrian. We're out of time. We're at the 50-second warning, so I've got to close the show. But good luck.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Okay. We are back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. I had to think about it for a minute. 12 p.m. Eastern. Hope everyone has a great weekend.